We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got this morning, man? And don't piss anybody off. Let's try to do a nice one.
No, I think today's okay. So we have the Nets game from yesterday. Joe, you've been talking about it, 18.5-point favorites. The biggest upset since 1993. Did you hear where some of the inside information came from for this game?
No.
Garrett Temple was hanging out with some of the guys from the Rockets at the pool and gave him some tips on how to beat the Bucks.
What?
So we have people talking strategy at the resort pools.
I got a good strategy.
How about that for the NBA bubble?
Sit the three best players for the whole second half. I can beat the Bucks that way also.
That's my strategy.
Greek Freak, Middleton, and anyone else they want to sit in that second half. I think any team has shot to beat him at that point.
I just love the guy coming out after the game and saying they were hanging out at the pool and they were talking strategy.
Right. That's bubble life, man.
I was watching. First of all, if you know all the guys on that Brooklyn group that was playing last night in that second half, especially, which, by the way, is their group that they have right now since most of their guys opted out or their two best players just – hell, their one player wanted to shut the whole thing down and not play at all.
And
Kevin Durant's waiting for next year. And so whoever those guys were, they beat Milwaukee. And I was surprised even with the backups they were able to do it. But they did.
Joe, seven guys in the rotation for the regular season didn't play in that game that were either opted out or just didn't play right before the game. And it would have been eight if you include Kevin Durant. Yeah. I mean, come on. That's just crazy. There's no way they should have won last night.
Tell the story, man.
Right.
And then one more thing here from the NBA, guys. This is a clip. We didn't get to play this yesterday because we didn't have headlines. But this is Doris Burke. Just listen to this one.
I do like being right. Ask my ex-husband.
Happens every time.
There's a reason it's X, huh? Approaching a minute to go in the first half.
I love the pause.
I'm not sure. I was shocked she said it. I was very surprised. She's kind of private about everything. Matter of fact, most people didn't even know. They didn't know if she was married or divorced, and she kind of threw it out there.
My ex-husband.
I think she caught Mark Jones by surprise a little bit, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You want to play that dramatic pause again?
Listen, I love Mark Jones, and Mark Jones lives out here by where I live, and I get a chance to see Mark, and Mark's been through his own junk, so he could chuckle. Trust me.
Can we hear that pause one more time, though?
I do like being right. Ask my ex-husband.
Happens every time.
There's a reason it's X, huh?
1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4-1,000, 5-1,000.
Approaching a minute to go in the first half.
There we go. 6 seconds of dead air. That's it.
Oh, God.
What do you say after that? Right.
So I think Mark took a second, and he's like, you know, I've worked with Doris before, but I'm wondering if they're on good terms or bad terms. Was it a jab, or is he chuckling someplace because he's going to hear about this, and how's he going to take it? Because that would be how my divorced ass would be thinking is, which kids could be listening? Is there a chance a boyfriend or somebody, you know, that's around her is going to take it as I took a jab, you know? So, yeah, you got to be careful with all that stuff.
You think you can make it to the 6 seconds of dead air like they did? Without Jimmy or Bob laughing on the broadcast about you?
Grease wouldn't touch it. He'd just look at me. But Jimmy's been through it with all of it with me going way back.
Right.
I was going to say, when I was down about as low as you can be, yeah. So Jimmy's seen me in every possible situation, so he'd have a good laugh.
That was funny. Good
old
Doris.
What else we got there? That was good. That was good. Right. Did not expect that out of old Doris.
By the way,
guys. There'll be a lot of guys calling her going, hey, Doris, there's something sexy about an NBA woman.
Right.
Just in case this year couldn't get any weirder here, did you see what happened in the Minnesota Pirates game yesterday?
No.
Fifth inning, they had to pull the players off the field because a drone was flying overhead.
Oh, man.
There were players in the bullpen throwing baseballs at it, trying to get it down.
This year just doesn't, I mean, we're going to see it all by the time this thing's over.
Were they thinking terrorist attacks on the field?
I don't think that's what they were thinking. I just don't think they want that flying over their heads while they're playing.
No fans in the stands. I mean, that wouldn't be the ideal place, right, if you're having a terrorist attack.
I got to tell you guys, and I'm actually, and I don't want to take away from your time, Woody, but.
Thanks, Joe.
I got a bunch of calls. I got a bunch of calls about Derek Jeter yesterday. And I was like, look, man, I don't want to get into it. I don't want those guys, you know, by saying stuff like, let's just get back to. They're going, yeah, but he was getting on, like, telling everybody the first question should be about the health of his team, but yet he waits friggin' 8 days to do it. I was like, I get it, man.
Bro, you got 2 more hours to rip Jeter if you want, okay?
I'm not going to rip the guy, man.
Give me
what
6 minutes to get through the rest of these.
I'm done.
And it's even a tennis story for you here. I was nice enough to put a tennis story. It's not a good one. Rafael Nadal has pulled out of the U.S. Open, joining Roger Federer. There's a couple of guys who will not play, two of Joe's favorites there. Serena and Novak Djokovic are expected to play, though, so there should be some people there.
Djokovic ain't leaving. He's going, this thing's getting easier and easier, man. This thing, there are going to be a lot of three-set specials in this one, man. I'm in great shape.
August 31st, by the way, Joe, so we're coming up.
Yep. And the bad guy's going to win it again. You want to talk about clear-cut favorite. Jeez. Clear-cut.
All right, tough story here for Jay Cutler, guys. Kristen Cavallari, of course, him and Jay have recently split up here. She posted a picture with Stephen Coletti, who is her ex-boyfriend from the Laguna Beach days. She says that they're not getting back together and they're just friends, but the picture was put up there. They're hugging in the picture. You guys connect the dots there if you want.
Jay Cutler is going to be just fine, I'm sure.
Weren't they just in the Bahamas? Jay and his wife
were
just in the Bahamas.
They got stuck there.
That might have been the ending of the relationship there.
That must have been they must have had some bad crack conk or something over there because, man, that thing has been.
Well, can you imagine, Joe, going on that trip with your wife that you're having issues with and you might be splitting up with for a 4-day, three-night or 5-day trip and being stuck there for like 2 months or a month, whatever it was that they were stuck there.
So I'm guessing they probably had a few issues before that,
they went
to the Bahamas.
Yes, yes.
And no matter where you go, if you got problems, they don't go away. They don't go away if you got a beautiful place and you got a lot of money. Those problems just don't seem to go away. Just don't seem to go away.
You seem like you know that, Joe.
I do.
John.
I knew from the honeymoon.
We were talking about
the honeymoon. I was in trouble. Like, oh, this is not going to work. Oh, the honeymoon.
That's great.
right, right.
All right, so we talked a little bit about John Football yesterday. We talked about The Rock buying the XFL. Well, TMZ checked in on John Football, and he's busy doing backflips off of his house into his pool. That's the most recent video that TMZ has posted of Johnny Football there, 20 feet up, doing a backflip into his pool off his roof. Does not look like he's ready to play football.
Let's leave Johnny
relevant.
Alone.
He's staying relevant. Who cares?
Let's leave Johnny alone. Johnny Manziel, I heard he's golfing about every day. He got mom and dad sending him money, some of that oil money. I mean, just let him enjoy himself, man. Johnny's not bothering anybody. Leave Johnny alone. Don't wake Johnny up.
Finally, guys, our biggest story, I think, of yesterday. We have officially a battle in the mac and cheese game. So usually, you know, it's Kraft, right? You go right for the box of Kraft mac and cheese.
The best, yeah.
Well, Cheetos is launching its own mac and cheese. They're going to drop three flavors, including Flamin' Hot, Cheddar Jalapeno, and Bold and Cheesy.
Ooh, man.
So yeah, Cheetos getting into the mac and cheese game. It's similar to the Kraft product. It's like in a regular, you know, in a box, the same kind of like rectangle box there.
So
it looks like a similar product. It's available at Walmart.
Let's break this down here real quickly. So growing up, mac and cheese was a go-to. It's cheap. You can make it for the cheap, and everybody loves it. Kids love it. And then I started noticing, I don't know how many years ago, mac and cheese started popping up at all these nice steak restaurants, and they're going, would you like to try our seven different flavored cheese mac and cheese? And you're like, whoa, ho, ho. Well, I usually get the baked potato, but you know what? And now mac and cheese is everywhere, high end, low end. Everybody's eating mac and cheese, and mac and cheese must be killing it over the last 4 or 5 months. Must be a go-to, as mac and cheese was popped out at the Rose family last night.
Really?
Cheetos getting in the game, though.
Cheetos, by the way, everything they touch turns to gold. I don't know if you guys have tried the Cheetos popcorn.
No, yeah, is it good? No.
That's excellent. Good? Fantastic. Wow.
But I guarantee you, I got a lot of Cheetos potato chips back there right now. Guarantee it. Boy, that's going to make a run at Kraft. That's it. That's an interesting. That's.
I mean, if I saw Cheetos next to the Kraft, I would probably go for the Cheetos.
Right. If you're doing mac and cheese
tonight. I don't know if I'd try the Flamin' Hot, but.
You guys been eating mac and cheese?
No, not during the pandemic.
Yes, nope. I have, Joe.
Yep.
You know who makes a nice mac and cheese? The Publix Deli.
Oh, no. See, I like it homemade the best. Yeah. I don't want
that. That is homemade. It's made by Publix.
No, I want it homemade, as in made at home.
Made by
That's
the
why
wife.
I want it. Makes it perfectly.
You ain't making no mac and cheese, Joe.
I don't. She does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she does. She does all that.
Try
stuff.
The Publix Deli mac and cheese. A couple tenders is a game changer.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really good mac and cheese. Very good.
So we've been cutting up boar's head hot dogs off the grill, put them in and cut them up in the mac and cheese with boar's head hot dog. It's a go-to. It's a go-to once a week. Boar's head hot dogs, cut up. Bring a little different flavor in the middle of that mac and cheese. Mmm, that sounds good.
Imagine that as some cheddar jalapeno Cheetos mac and cheese.
Or the hot. The hot was the other hot one.
Flamin' Hot. I don't know if I'd go for that one. The Bold and Cheesy sounds good, though, too.
That's like
let me ask you guys, a go-to food right now over the last 3 or 4 months that you've probably had more than anything else. It might be mac and cheese here.
Mine's grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwiches? Okay.
Yep.
Woody?
Been eating a lot of burgers lately.
The burgers and I are best of friends when the wait comes around. And I love me. I could eat a burger every day. I am not lying. I love burgers.
They're good, man.
Are you making them or
no, absolutely not. Also, Publix, they have the pre-made burgers, and they throw the bacon and the cheese in there already.
Right.
So it's
right.
Already in there. Pop it in the air fryer. You're good to go.
Air fryer burgers. Jeez.
Woody, you and I couldn't be more different, man. You are too much.
You're not an air fryer guy?
No, we have one. No, we have one, and the food's been great.
Actually, love the air fryer. I just never cooked a burger.
I don't have a grill, Joe. I mean, obviously, I would like to ideally cook them on a grill, but I don't own a grill. condo building, remember? We burned
the building
down.
Listen, hey, Woody, you keep working really hard. You know what? We're going to get you a little barbecue in the back there. Can't you do it out on the balcony or no?
If you buy me a house, I can get a grill.
All right. I'm going to jump right on that. Hey, 8 o'clock hour, right. 8 o'clock hour. Jump. I'm going to make sure I put that. Hold on a sec.
Put the down payment.
I'll take care of the grill if you take care of the house, Joe.
Three bedroom work, Woody? Is that work 3-2 or
I'd
you need something bigger?
I'd go 4 just in case we decide to have another kid.
There you go, Woody.
It's in the talk, so I would go 4, Joe.
Wow. All
right.
Jeez. Zach. Another kid for Hollywood. It's gonna
very
be
tough
morning.
Negotiations going on right now.
Right. Oof.
Oh, I've been there on that. I've been there on that discussion too about
a couple times.
Having the kids. Yeah, I've done a couple times where mamas want to have those kids close to each other.
She's been losing the current battle, but she probably will win the war.
You know, that shouldn't be talked about on the air. That's a very private.
Right.
That's a very private conversation.
Jeez.
What do you got for us, Zach?
Well, someplace that Hollywood's going to need to go to soon. Diamonds Direct in Boca after this conversation we just had right now. And the reason why is because they got 30 times the selection of any other place you've ever been to. Hollywood's going to need that. It's going to have to bring the wife there and let her pick out some fancy jewelry that they have there at Diamonds Direct in Boca. And everyone that's went there so far that on my recommendation, they have been blown away by what that place looks like. The gorgeous showroom right behind the Town Center Mall in St. Andrews in Boca. A massive, massive inventory of precious diamonds, all shapes, all sizes, precious rare diamonds, whatever you want there, certified by the top gem labs. And because Diamonds Direct was started by former diamond wholesalers, you're getting the direct importer price. No middleman, no broker fees. You're going to be shocked how much farther your money goes there. Hollywood's going to learn soon. It's a diamond superstore. Unlike any other place we've ever had here in South Florida, over 4,000 engagement ring settings to choose from, all the big name designers that the women love around there, case after case of pendants and bands and earrings and bracelets, colored gemstones, they got everything you want there. And by the way, unbelievable customer service, and they're going to give you an education on everything. Any question you have, they're going to be able to answer it for you. Check them out behind the Town Center Mall on St. Andrews Boulevard in Boca. It's worth the drive from anywhere in West Palm, Dade, Broward, wherever you are in South Florida. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.